का बस खो अच्छा लगता नहीं, हमें मिलता है वही जो हम चाहते हैं। हर चिंता होगी दूर।
100% reliable, environmentally responsible. Always trust original HP toner.
जस्टिन ट्रूडो और लिबरल ने सारे मकान खरीदारों के लिए मॉर्गेज तनाव टेस्ट थोपा। एंडशियर की कंजर्वेटिव सरकार नए मॉर्गेज तनाव टेस्ट को दूर कर ब्याज के बोझ को कम करेगी। कृपया 21 अक्टूबर को होने वाले मतदान में कंजर्वेटिव के प्रत्याशियों को वोट दें।
ऑथराइज्ड बाय द ऑफिशियल एजेंट ऑफ द कंजर्वेटिव पार्टी ऑफ कनाडा।
मुद्दे लाख पूरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार, सीताराम और अस्सलाम वालेकुम, एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम, एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ए बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज, और ए मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामी है बसेरा चंद रोज।
सीताराम सत श्री अकाल, जय गुरु दत्ता, साई राम, अस्सलाम वालेकुम, गुड आफ्टरनून एंड वेलकम, वेलकम टू WTOR 770, द प्रोग्राम एंटाइटल्ड शबनम। माय नेम इज रिचर्ड अजीज, आई बी होस्टिंग दिस प्रोग्राम हियर ऑन AM 770 फॉर द नेक्स्ट कपल आवर्स, एंड ऑफ कोर्स वी गोइंग राइट अंटिल 3 o'clock. We are proud to say that we have a special program today, and it is brought to you by an open house and its real estate sales representative, and it's amazing deal that we would be sharing with you. So if you're driving, listen, you might want to take this address and put it into your GPS and make the roundabout turn and head on down to the open house at 229 North Glen Boulevard in Bowmanville. You heard me. We'll be telling you more about it, but for now, if you want to get some more information, I need you to keep this number at your fingertips, 647-898-6245. That's 647-898-6245. It's moving ready with 0% interest for 2 years, pre-approved mortgages, and only 10% down payment. Again, it's 229 North Glen Boulevard in Bowmanville. Open house taking place right now. Starting from $749, $749,900. 20 minutes away from Oshawa. Listen, we, East Oshawa that is, you would learn more about it in the next 15 minutes or so as we'd have a live broadcast coming in from the open house. So stay with us. We have so much to do and share with you. Remember, we have Anil Nandalal coming onto the program. He is a former Attorney General and former Minister of Legal Affairs of Guyana. He will be my guest at 1:30 today. Also, we have to tell you about a Parang concert taking place, Caribbean Christmas concert that's coming up. And it's going to be a really great fun. So I want you to get your tickets in hand. This is going to be a great one indeed. Richard Aziz saying welcome. Welcome indeed to Shabnam. And again, we want to say thank you to our sponsor today. It's all about opening your hearts and opening the doors and opening your mind to new opportunities as we are presenting an open house today. 229 North Glen Boulevard in Bowmanville. Call now for more information, 647-898-6245. 647-898-6245. Hey everybody, welcome.
हम यार हैं तुम्हारे, दिलदार हैं तुम्हारे, हमसे मिला करो, हमसे मिला करो। हम यार हैं तुम्हारे, दिलदार है तुम्हारे, हमसे मिला करो, हमसे मिला करो। हम यार है तुम्हारे, दिलदार है तुम्हारे, हमसे मिला करो, हमसे मिला करो। कोई शिकवा अगर हो और शिकायत अगर हो, हमसे गिला करो, हमसे गिला करो। जा मैंने भी प्यार किया है, हाँ मैंने भी प्यार किया है। से मिला करो, पलकों को झुकाना सीखा है कहाँ से ये जादू चलाना।
आता है तुम्हें तो यूं बातें बनाना, जाओ जी हटो के छोड़ो यूं सताना।
है खुमारी बढ़ रही बेकरारी, यूं ना हंसा करो, यूं ना हंसा करो।
we want to say hello to Shazim. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum. And of course, a beautiful family always locking on early. We want to thank you, Narration, his team, I have to call him. Enjoying the program. Want to say hello and welcome. Welcome indeed to Naresh, Geeta, Sarah. And what's the little one? Naila? Hey, Naila. Welcome, welcome, Uncle Richard. Want to wish you all the best. You and, of course, Sarah. Have a great weekend.
Mausam ka ishara aise to akele na hoga guzara.
Well, it's all about the open house today at 223 Bowmanville. And want to tell you that, listen, no interest. You heard me. No interest for the first 2 years. So everything you paid for the first 2 years will be going towards your principal. To learn more about this, call 647-898-6245. 647-898-6245. Newly detached homes in Bowmanville. Open house going on right now. Pre-approved mortgages, only 10% down payment. Stay tuned, coming up we'll have a representative calling in with some more details. This is Radio Shabnam. Welcome, welcome indeed. The next election is compliments our friend Peter Naresh Prasad. Hey, looking for a mortgage? Yes, some people make it sound complex and complicated. Yes, your credit might be bruised. But listen, you want to sit down face to face with someone who can discuss with you and get you that mortgage first, second, third, good credit, bad credit? Keep this telephone number handy. 647-381-5280. That's 647-381-5280. Mortgage license M13000116. Call him now. Peter Naresh Prasad with Centum Mortgage Service Inc. Again, that number 647-381-5280. Hey Peter, how you doing, my brother? Whether you're Raja or Rani, or maybe you want to take your Rani down to this open house, head on down. They're on site right now. And I'd keep you company. I'd play the music to get you there. 223 Bowmanville. That's an open house at 223 North Glen Boulevard in Bowmanville. 223 North Glen Boulevard, Bowmanville, is where I want you to be heading out now.
राजा को रानी से प्यार हो गया, पहली नजर में ही खुमार हो गया, दिल जिगर दोनों घायल हुए, तेरे नजर आर पार हो गया।
राजा को रानी से प्यार हो गया, से राहें, बाहों से बाहें, मिलके भी मिलती नहीं।
होता है आकाश से अरमा की कलियां
जाने क्यों नहीं माने, फिर भी न जाने क्यों नहीं माने। दीवाना दिल बेकरार हो गया,
राजा को रानी से प्यार हो गया, पहली नजर में ही खुमार हो गया।
ओ दिल जिगर घायल हुए, तेरे नजर आर पार हो गया,
राजा को रानी से प्यार हो गया।
तो आंखें चुराने लगी,
करती भी क्या वो सर को झुका के कंगना घुमाने लगी।
राजा ने ऐसा जादू चलाया,
राजा ने ऐसा जादू चलाया, करते करते इकरार हो गया,
राजा को रानी से प्यार हो गया, पहली नजर में ही खुमार हो गया।
We want to say thank you to our sponsors and that the agent representing the open house today. Going on right now at 223 Bowmanville. And that's 223 North Glen Boulevard in Bowmanville. And we'd be having a representative calling in a little bit to tell you more about what's going on there today. Of course, it's zero interest for the next 2 years. Pre-approved mortgage, only 10% down. And again, beautiful, beautiful new detached homes in Bowmanville up for sale. So please, if you're interested, I want you to call now. Even if you can't make it, it's call the agent, sales representative right now. 647-898-6245. RFM Mustafa, that's 647-898-6245, and learn more about this great deal indeed. You know, we're all excited about it because it's really great deal. So stay tuned, we have a representative calling in a little bit about that. Right now we want to break for a commercial break, and listen, I've been telling you about this Caribbean concert that's coming up, a Christmas Caribbean concert.
It's Superstars, Parang, Old Soca, and Comedy Christmas Concert. Saturday, December 7th at the Mirage Banquet Hall, featuring live performances by Crazy, Baron, backed by Moses Revolution and hosted by Kenneth Super Sad.
My father was an electrician for 40 years. The first shock he got was when I born.
with DJ Bad Lad, Knight Rider, DJ Toxic, and Rhythm Squad. Also featuring Soca Man Gunny, comedian Fat Man George, and SKF. For birthdays and group packages, call or text Nigel at 647-782-0997. Early bird tickets only $40. Advanced tickets $50. Limited tables only for groups of 10. Early bird tables just $500 and advanced $600. Get your table fast before they are gone. Doors open at 8 p.m. Live performances start at 9:30 sharp. Over $2,000 in door prizes. Food and drinks on sale. Crazy meets Baron. Hosted by Kenneth Supersad. Don't miss it.
Visit Dairy Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Dairy Auto Vika, 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Dairy Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Dairy Auto Repair, doing it right.
Pandit Sai Vishnu, number one Indian astrologer, spiritual healer in Toronto, Canada. If you're facing problems in marriages, relationships, lost love, or childless problems, divorce due to jealousy and greed, are you in financial crisis, suffering from long-lasting illnesses? Don't worry, as our astrologer, we'll help you solve your problems and give you prosperity in your life. Call on Pandit Sai Vishnu for an appointment. 416-903-2178. He removes negativity and gives you protection for your life. Pandit Sai Vishnu is an expert in spiritual healing, palm reading, and face, and could transform your life into a bright future. Why wait? Call for an appointment. 416-903-2178. That's 416-903-2178. Call now.
Well, right now we go live indeed to 223 North Glen Boulevard in Bowmanville.
Yes, Richard, good afternoon, and thank you very kindly for giving me an opportunity. This is Arifa Muzaffar. Richard, we are here for the open house. It is in Bowmanville. These are beautiful detached homes. We are standing right here at the... in the 223 North Glen in Bowmanville. There are around 15 houses at the moment available. Anybody who comes in, whatever they like, they can go into the home, open the door, look at what are available. These homes are ready to move in 0% interest for 2 years. Pre-approved mortgage by the builder. Of course, anybody can own the home by paying 10% down payment. This is 20 minutes east of Oshawa, 5 minutes from Highway 401 and 407. It's in between. As I said before, these are beautiful homes, 20 minutes east of Oshawa, minutes away from Lake Ridge Hospital. Here in this area, there are 9 schools in close vicinity. These houses are beautiful, brand new homes, 9 feet ceiling on the main floor. And I'm standing here on our Facebook, which is E Awaz. You can look at the videos, what we make. And I'm going to make now even some videos, and I'm going to post it. In these houses, these are just move-in and live-in homes. 5 appliances, stainless steel, extended upper kitchen cabinets, which is an extended feature, hardwood floors on the main floor, natural finish, oak staircase. And I say it is seeing is believing. For sure, seeing is believing. Richard, I have seen people from the mainstream coming and looking at the home. As I'm here, I think and I wish people from my own community, those who could not buy a home up to now with a 0% interest for 2 years, whatever they pay, that goes towards the principal and the equity of the home. With the 10% down payment, they can own these homes. These are in Bowmanville, which is east of Oshawa. You know how Oshawa is growing these days. And I wish that everybody, anybody from your listeners, they can come look at, seeing is believing. They should come and join us in this open house, and I guarantee it will be a win-win situation for them. Thank you very much, Richard.
Well, thank you for the update. And again, all roads lead to 223 North Glen Boulevard in Bowmanville. And Arifa Mustafa, the sales representative, is there with her team waiting to help you answer any question, walk you through, and of course, 10% down payment. Walk with your checkbook. They would be able, and remember, pre-approved mortgage. And again, 0% interest for 2 years. And all payment will be going towards the principal. Excellent.
Richard, please do give them my cell phone, which is 647-898-6245. This is my cell phone. If you have any question, you can call me. I can send you the address. My number is 647-898-6245. A builder is Treyer Hill, which is a renowned builder in the east side. Beautiful homes. Thank you very much for your time. God bless.
Thank you. Again, that number is 647-898-6245. Again, 647-898-6245. Call now, and again, she would be able to give you all the details, direction to come on down. It's happening now. The open house is on as we speak. Drop by or give her a call. Again, number is 647-898-6245. Hey, don't forget, we will be speaking to Anil Nandalal coming up in a few minutes. Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
With Rogers, you can always expect more. Like right now, get a Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus and a Tab A tablet for $0, both on a Rogers Infinite plan. That means even more streaming with data that goes on, and even more ways to enjoy your favorite shows on the go. For a limited time at Rogers, get a Galaxy S10 Plus and a Tab A tablet for $0 on select two-year Rogers Infinite Unlimited Data plans.
Visit your authorized dealer at 4520 Ebenezer Road in Brampton or 1020 Wilson Avenue, North York. Call 416-246-1656 or visit us at www.global-wirelesssolutions.ca for more local locations. Rogers and Global Wireless Solutions, keeping you connected. You can make love. Mrs. Maharani Dubey and our dear sister Mini Captain Dubey cordially invite you to grace the celebration of their birthdays on Saturday, November 9th at 7 p.m. at the Devi Mandir, 2590 Brock Road in Pickering. Officiated pundits Pandit Totaram Dubey of Minnesota, Pandit Neil Dev Prasad of Miami, and Pandit Acharya Arun Gosain of Queens, New York. You're all invited, so please come. It's a celebration.
Are you working hard, trying your best, and still nothing works in your favor? Always worried, depressed, and stressed? World-renowned spiritualist, astrologer, psychic, and palm reader, Pundit Mani has helped many just like you. Pundit will do spiritual reading, special pujas, remove and destroy black magic, and provide you with protection from evil. Surround your family and business with good energy to enjoy the success that you deserve. If you have husband and wife, love or work problems, Pundit Mani can help. Call Pundit Mani Shankar at 416-409-0678. All readings are private and confidential.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan.
Visit Lapakan.com.
ਰਿਟਸ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਜ਼ਰਾ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਣੋ।
ਸਸਤਾ ਸਮਾਨ ਸਸਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਹਾਈ ਐਂਡ ਦਾ ਸਮਾਨ ਮਿਲੇ ਸਸਤਾ। ਘੁੰਮ ਕੇ ਤੂੰ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਸਾਰਾ ਦੇਖ ਲੈ, ਰੋਹਿਤ ਨੇ ਐਲਾਨ ਇਹ ਕਰਤਾ।
ਰੇਡੀਓ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਸਭੀ ਲਿਸਨਰ ਕੋ ਪਹਿਲ ਤੋਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਭਰੀ ਨਮਸਕਾਰ, ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਔਰ ਆਦਾਬਰਸ। ਔਰ ਬਤਾਨਾ ਚਾਹੇਂਗੇ ਕਿ ਰਿਟਸ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਪੇ ਐਸ਼ਲੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ, ਮੇਡ ਇਨ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ, ਲਗਜ਼ਰੀ ਏਰੀਆ ਰਕਸ, ਮੈਟ੍ਰੇਸਿਸ ਔਰ ਅਸੈਸਰੀਜ਼ ਪੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਬੜੀਆ ਸੇਲ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੈ। ਦੀਵਾਲੀ ਕੇ ਮੌਕੇ ਪੇ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਆਏਗਾ ਖੁਸ਼ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਆਪਕੇ ਪਾਸ ਕੋਈ ਫਲਾਇਰ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਕੋਟਿਡ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਹੈ, ਆਪ ਉਸਕੋ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰ ਰਿਟਸ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਪੇ ਆਏ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਹਮ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਯਹਾਂ ਪੇ ਮੈਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੀਟ ਕਰਤੇ ਹੈ। ਉਸਕੇ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਆਪਕੋ ਮਿਲੇਗੀ ਬੈਟਰ ਸਰਵਿਸ, ਬੈਟਰ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ। ਆਪ ਹਮਾਰੇ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ ਪੇ ਜਾਏ ਜੋ ਕਿ ਹੈ ritsfurniturepl.ca, ਵਹਾਂ ਹਮਾਰੇ ਫਲਾਇਰ ਸੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਮੇ ਔਰ ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਪੇਜ ਪੇ ਆਪ ਹਮਾਰੇ ਫਲਾਇਰ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਤੇ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਆਪਕੋ ਪਤਾ ਚਲੇਗਾ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹਮ ਕੰਟੇਨਰਸ ਕੇ ਕੰਟੇਨਰ ਬਾਏ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਪਕੇ ਲੀਏ ਬਿਹਤਰੀਨ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਪੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਬਾਏ ਕਰਤੇ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਫਿਰ ਕਹੂੰਗਾ, ਇੱਕ ਬਾਰ ਜੋ ਰਿਟਸ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਪੇ ਆ ਗਿਆ, ਇੱਕ ਆਈਟਮ ਲੈਣੇ, ਇੱਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਚਾਰ ਹੀ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾਏਗਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਯਹਾਂ ਪਰ ਹਰ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੀ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ, ਹਰ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੀ ਵਰਾਇਟੀ ਹੋਤੀ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਇੱਕ ਬਾਰ ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਆਨੇ ਸੇ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਸ਼ੋਪਿੰਗ ਕਰਨੇ ਜਬ ਆਪ ਰਿਟਸ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਪੇ ਆਤੇ ਹੈ, ਆਪ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਕਾ ਬਲੂ ਪ੍ਰਿੰਟ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਏ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਹਮਾਰਾ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ ਸਟਾਫ ਆਪਕੋ ਆਪਕੇ ਘਰ ਕੇ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਸੇ, ਕਲਰ ਕੇ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਸੇ, ਸਾਈਜ਼ ਕੇ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਸੇ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਚੂਜ਼ ਕਰਕੇ ਦੇਗਾ, ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਜਬ ਵੋ ਘਰ ਮੇ ਜਾਏ ਤੋ ਬਹੁਤ ਬੜੀਆ ਘਰ ਕੀ ਲੁਕ ਆਏ। ਔਰ ਉਸਕੇ ਸਾਥ ਸਾਥ ਹਮਾਰੀ ਪੂਰੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਹੋਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਯਹਾਂ ਪਰ ਸਸਤਾ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਸਸਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਹਾਈ ਐਂਡ ਕਾ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਲੋ ਲੋ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਪੇ ਬੇਚਾ ਜਾਏ। ਹਮਾਰੀ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਔਰ ਵਰਾਇਟੀ ਹਮਾਰੀ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ ਪੇ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਚੈੱਕ ਕਰੇ।
ਮੀਟ ਰੋਹਿਤ ਦਾ ਯੈਸ ਮੈਨ ਐਟ ਰਿਟਸ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਪਲੈਨੇਟ 5200 ਡਿਕਸੀ ਰੋਡ ਮਿਸਿਸਾਗਾ, ਟੈਲੀਫੋਨ 905-232 ਰਿਟਸ, ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ 232-7489, ਵਿਜ਼ਿਟ ritsfurniturepl.ca।
You're listening to Shabnam Radio on 770 WTOR. I'm your host, Richard Aziz, keeping you company right until 3 o'clock today. But today we are sponsored a special open house. I want to say, if you're looking to buy or just curious, you heard the sales representative, Arifa Mustafa, talk about it. Telephone number to reach us, 647-898-6245. Again, it's happening right now, 223 Berman at North Glen Boulevard in Bourbonville. That's 223 North Glen Boulevard in Bourbonville.
Suraj kab dur gagan se, chanda kab dur kiran se, khushboo kab dur pavan se, kab dur bahar chaman se. ਬੰਧਨ ਤੋਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਾ ਬੰਧਨ ਹੈ, ਜਨਮੋ ਕਾ ਸੰਗਮ ਹੈ।
ਸੂਰਜ ਕਬ ਦੂਰ ਗਗਨ ਸੇ, ਚੰਦਾ ਕਬ ਦੂਰ ਕਿਰਨ ਸੇ,
ਖੁਸ਼ਬੂ ਕਬ ਦੂਰ ਪਵਨ ਸੇ, ਕਬ ਦੂਰ ਬਹਾਰ ਚਮਨ ਸੇ। झुका देंगे हम तेरी राह में, जो शोले हो तो खुद को बिछा देंगे हम।
ये बंधन तो प्यार का बंधन है, जन्मों का संगम है।
ये बंधन तो प्यार का बंधन है, तू सबसे प्यारी मूरत। ममता के मंदिर की है तू सबसे प्यारी मूरत। भगवान नजर आता है जब देखे तेरी सूरत। जब जब दुनिया में आए तेरा ही आंचल पाए।
Beautiful music indeed on a Saturday. I remember the movie, a great, great film indeed. I think it's appropriate music to bring on our next guest indeed. An exclusive interview today, we promise you indeed. And coming all the way from Guyana, you've been following him on his Facebook, a very popular platform on so many television programs. And of course, no stranger to Shabnam Radio, we want to say hello and welcome to Mohabir Anil Nandalal, former Attorney General and Minister of Legal Affairs of Guyana. And he's here to share some light with us of the current situation taking place, as we call it, the constitutional crisis. Welcome, Mr. Nandalal. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much, Richard, and to your pleasure with you. Are you hearing me?
Yes, but we're kind of getting a little breakup in between. So are you on speakerphone or are you on a regular phone?
I'm on a regular phone.
Okay.
My other phone is ringing with me here.
All right. So I just want to make sure we have a clear conversation. Yeah. So that.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Good. Yes, I was saying good afternoon to your listeners. It's a pleasure to be on Shabnam Radio, speaking to you and to your listeners this afternoon. And I, for the record, that's one of my favorite songs that you introduced.
You know,
from the movie Karan Arjun.
You know, I was telling somebody, you have a look, and I don't want to call the former Prime Minister of India, but you the way you carry yourself, you look like one of those Thabo, you know, Amitabh Bachchan's son, you know, and you look like one of those Rajiv Gandhi in his heydays, but you look like a statesman. So anyway, welcome to the program, and I want to thank you for taking the time. I just want to get straight into it. You have been telling this, sharing this narrative of the constitutional crisis. You went to the Caribbean Court of Appeal. You've been on day one, pounding away of this situation, the no confident vote. And I mean, you're a mathematician also, it seems, because you are the only one who seems to understand and explaining 33 and the difference with a majority at 33 and 34. But I want to, if you could explain to our listeners, how does this situation have affected Guyana and its people with their day-to-day lives, and also what's happening as currently in Guyana with the government that is refusing really to let go the reins of power. And if you would, because I know you had a very important meeting, well-packed meeting, and everyone walked away with so much knowledge and information. So those who haven't been to that meeting, I would like you, if you could summarize what you discussed within the 15 minutes we have today on this program, and I wouldn't interrupt. I would leave you to talk and explain to all of us what's the current situation, again, how it is affecting normal Guyanese and normalcy of doing business in Guyana.
All right, Richard, that's a lot for you. I think begin is to go back that on the 21st of December, 2018,
Anil, we having some problems. I'm not liking the what you're coming. So can I ask if you could hang up and let me try something and calling you back?
Thank you. No problem.
Okay. And again, we are trying to make this as clear a connection as possible. I'm not sure what's happening today, but normally we'd have good reception with telephone conversation, but somehow we are today. But I'm going to make sure we get that. I'm not going to suffer you through that. I'm going to see if I could do this maybe on my cell phone and see.
Yes, Richard.
Okay, so go ahead, Anil. I think we should work with this.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I was saying that a convenient point to begin is to recognize that the no confidence motion was passed against the government on the 21st of December 2018 in Guyana, and one member of the government side voted in favor of that motion and caused the motion to be successfully passed with 33 votes against 32. Under the Constitution, written in very, very clear and unambiguous and unequivocal language, when a no-confidence motion is passed, Cabinet, inclusive of the President, must resign, and that the government, though defeated, must remain in office to hold an election within 3 months of the date of that motion, unless, of course, Parliament extends that life by a one-third vote. Well, at the passing, just after the passing of the motion, the government said that they will obey the Constitution. The GCOM came out with a statement saying that they are ready to hold elections within the prescribed time. And we thought that everything was going to be okay, until someone came up with this bright idea that 33 is not a majority of 65. And the government decided to challenge the no-confidence motion in the court. We went all the way to the Caribbean Court of Justice, by which time the 3 months period had expired. But the CCJ said that the litigation put the clock on pause. The CCJ ruled on June the 18th, and in their ruling, they essentially said that time will begin to run from that date, because the no-confidence motion was held to be validly passed by them on that date. So time began to run again for another 3 months, and that brought proceedings to an end by September the 18th. And when September the 18th came, there was no election still. The president refused to fix a date for elections, saying that GCOM must indicate when they are ready to hold elections. When that is not the position, GCOM must always be in a state of readiness, and in fact, GCOM was ready. The president, on the one hand, was saying that he must wait on GCOM, and GCOM must indicate to him when GCOM is ready, but the president's commissioners at GCOM were doing everything possible to ensure that GCOM is not ready. So the president was playing the good cop, and he got his soldiers in the GCOM to play the bad cop. So that went on until September the 18th passed. That meant that the government's tenure, constitutional tenure, would have come to an end. It means that the government became illegal, and the country is now in that state of unconstitutionality without a valid and legal government under a constitution. We are a constitutional democracy. The constitution tells you when the government is legal and when it is not legal, and the government allowed its time to expire. A different forum that I explained, is that not that the Constitution doesn't recognize the possibility of time not being met for the purpose of holding elections. Our Constitution, like every other constitution in the world, presents and prepares for that eventuality. And it says that you must go back to the National Assembly and get the other side to give you a two-thirds vote extension. And that was not done in this case. It happened in Guyana on two previous occasions under Forbes Burnham, who the world knows rigged elections, but he never allowed his government to go into a state of illegality. In 1973, for example, there was a massively rigged elections. So the next election would have been 1975-78. In 1978, Burnham put the country into referendum, which he rigged, of course, but his attorney general at the time, Dr. Mohamed Shahabuddin, ensured that the life of the government was extended. Desmond Hoyt, in 1985, when he won the elections, his term would have come to an end in 1990. But at that time, we were clamoring for the electoral reforms, we were clamoring for a new GCOM and a new system of voting, because the empirical data will show that previous elections from independence to that time, 1992, were massively rigged. As a result, Hoyt agreed to the reform, and it meant that his term in office had to have been extended, or else his government would have become illegal. But he managed to get Dr. Jagan, the opposition leader at the time, to go back to the parliament with him and extend the time from 1990 to 1992. And that's how we were able to hold elections in 92 without there being a constitutional crisis. All of this was explained to this government, and it went headstrong, obdurately and stubbornly into breaching the constitution without care for the consequences. Now, what are the consequences? The consequences, first of all, is that a permanent damage has been done to the democratic and constitutional architecture of our country. Because how is it now that you will get a government in the future to abide by the constitutional consequences of a no confidence motion? On what basis now you get a government to obey the constitution when elections are due? Because you now have a precedent where a government is telling you plainly and loudly and clearly that we don't care what the constitution says. If election, we will hold elections when we determine elections should be held, not when the constitution says that it should be held. So at the level of democracy and at the level of civilization itself, good governance, transparent governance, and all those concepts have been violated in Guyana, and we don't, you have a precedent now set that can have ramifications for other countries in the Caribbean and other countries in the Commonwealth. The government, for example, is arguing about the doctrine of necessity can save them. The doctrine of necessity cannot. The doctrine of necessity is a legal doctrine that was invented by judges to deal with an unavoidable, unforeseen, and unpreventable situation. The doctrine of necessity cannot help a person or a government or an entity that by its own omission or own commission has violated the constitutional system and violated the law. Because if that is how the doctrine of necessity will have worked, then it means that every recalcitrant, every tyrant government, whenever the time comes for a time for them to hold an election and face an electorate, especially when they know that they are likely to lose, they simply don't hold elections within the time frame and invoke this doctrine of necessity to keep them in office perhaps forever, or at least longer than they should be there. So the point I'm making to you, Richard, is that they have struck at the very heart of constitutional democracy known in the civilized and free world. So that's the first implication. The second implication is that the country is in a state of confusion and a state of uncertainty. People don't know how to invest because they don't know whether the investment will be recognized by future governments. The government cannot enter into a lawful contract. The government cannot spend a lawful dollar. Every dollar that is spent after the time in office will become an unconstitutional, illegal spending. They can make no appointment, valid appointment that is. They can enter into no relations with financial institutions. They cannot legally borrow. We have a border case with Venezuela that is at the World Court, and that case is coming up. I don't know how the World Court will react to one of the parties before it being an illegal entity. That's the World Court of Justice. I cannot imagine that that court will turn a blind eye to the fact that the claimant that is before the court, which is the government of Guyana, has lost legitimacy in accordance with its own legal system. So you have that thing. You have that to deal with. And then you have monies are going to dry up. We have a number of international relationship financial loans with IFIs and international financial institutions like the IADB, the World Bank, the IMF. All of that will be put in jeopardy. And then you have transactions now, financial transactions, trade transactions being now put in jeopardy. As you know, the world has certain financial architecture and infrastructure that govern international relations, with especially when it deals with money across borders. For example, you have the anti-money laundering, countering the financing of terrorism regime, which all countries in the civilized world subscribe to. Now, the principle how these things work is that if one country is tainted or one entity is tainted, when the others do business with that tainted entity, they contaminate their own financial system, and it has a domino effect after that. So we are going to, the consequences of where we are and what we have done to ourselves have not yet sunk in. What I'm referring to you here is simply the tip of the iceberg. So you have a whole set of oil companies who are there, and they don't know how to proceed. They are proceeding with the existing arrangements that they have, but these arrangements operate in stages. For example, we will now be moving from exploration into oil production, and we don't have any kind of infrastructure in place to regulate oil production. We don't have a regulatory body in place. We don't have a piece of legislation that sets up an environment that will govern and regulate how production takes place. We don't have capacity to store the oil because we are going to get paid in oil. We don't have an environmental policy that protects us from any of the disasters that can flow from oil production. I mean, I'm just giving you myriads of examples, but I can go on sector by sector, presents different challenges for the government. In terms of business in the country, any businessman you pick up the phone and you speak with, they will tell you that they are importing less, not only because the economy is declining, but because of the situation that we are in. Because they don't know what next. It's not a certain environment. And that is coupled with the fact that we are plummeting economically because this is a government that does not believe in the creation of wealth. It does not believe in the creation of jobs. It does not believe in getting the productive sectors working. So every one of the productive sectors is in crisis. Sugar, they have closed down many of the estates and they have put 20,000 people out of jobs. Now, Guyana is a very integrated economy, a very small economy. When you affect 20,000 workers directly, let's say 20,000 workers, they have a family of five each, that's 100,000 people. That's directly. And then you have those people, they live in villages, and the economy of those villages rotate around that estate. When that estate is closed, it has far-reaching ramifications for people who are not connected with the estate, because the sugar workers, they are the backbone of the village economy. They hire the taxis, they hire the maxi taxis, the minibuses, they go to the school, they patronize the markets, the rum shops, the groceries. When they lose their income, then you see the domino effect upon the entire economy. And then, of course, sugar, the estates, and Daisuku, which is a sugar company, they do a lot more than sugar production. They co-generate electricity. The entire area of quarantine is supplied by electricity generated out of a co-generation system at Skeldon Estate. Now, that has been closed. It is that estate that sells power to the power company that resells it to the consumer. So you have that component that's affected. Then the Guyana, where 90% of the population lives, is under 6 feet under sea level. So you have a complicated drainage canal system that regulates water depending upon tidal activities, and that complicated canal system is what ensures that the land is kept dry between the rainy and the dry season. And there is what you call a water conservancy at the southern side of the coastal belt, where water is stored and poured into the villages at appropriate intervals to compete or deal with the eventuality of droughts, etc. That complicated and very sophisticated drainage system is maintained by the Sugar Corporation. Everybody knows that. Now, when that canal system becomes silted up because the estates stop producing, the workers are no longer in the backlands, they are no longer farming, there is no need to keep that estate, those drainage system, which is fundamental to the production of cane, because the drainage canals is what they use with ponds to carry the canes to the factory. Now, the factories are not operating. Those canals become blocked up, and you have a serious environmental disaster brewing in terms of flooding, with the Atlantic Ocean on one side and the conservancy becoming dry on the other side. So you have that environmental disaster, which is a ticking time bomb that they have not taken into account. Everywhere that they have closed the estates, you have perpetual inundation of water in the land, causing tremendous flooding and destroying cash crops, rice crops, and so the whole agriculture sector is in chaos because of that. So I've dealt with sugar and rice. I can go on to deal with forestry, where they have basically chased out all the foreign investors. The Chinese were investing in the forestry sector while we were there. And they were the ones who were buying the logs and so on, local people. They chased out Barama, the largest company, and Bai Xianling, the other largest company. Those are not operating in Guyana. One was from China, one was from Malaysia. As a result, now you have an abundance of logs and no market. So that's the state of the forestry sector. And then you move over to gold and diamond, it's the same thing. The infrastructure in the interior that ensures that you have gold and diamond production at supreme levels, the infrastructure has collapsed. The government is not doing anything about it, so the land becomes impassable. And miners can't get to the land. And that's the state of, then you have 200 or more taxes that they have imposed on the population without a commensurate increase in salaries and wages. So you have inflation right there taking place. And then what have they done with the money that they have spent? They have passed five budgets, Richard. Five budgets totaling $1.5 trillion. And they can't point to a singular infrastructure work that they have done. The roadways that are under construction are a PPP project. The airport that they are completing is a PPP project. The Sherry Street Road, the East Coast Road, the East Bank Road, the West Coast Road are all PPP projects. The water wells that they are digging, they are all PPP projects. So all they have done, in my view, they have put a couple of walkovers. You have them in Trinidad, Richard, across certain parts of the highway, two or three of them. And they cost nothing, and they did a roundabout where you regulate traffic somewhere in Georgetown. That's all. That is what they have done with $1.5 trillion. They have depleted our gold reserves. They have depleted our foreign reserves to an unhealthy level, way beyond what is required by international standards. They have increased our debts. They took $30 billion loan from Republic Bank to inject into the rice sector, into the sugar sector, and then close the sector. And nobody can account for where that money is. They have signed one of the most lopsided contract with ExxonMobil. One of the most, you have to read this thing to understand what this contract says. Let me give you a few egregious clauses. One, they accepted a signing bonus of $18 million, which, by the way, we don't know where it is. $18 million US, a signing bonus when they signed the contract, which they kept secret for 2 years. We had to wrench that contract out from them. At the same time, contemporaneously, ExxonMobil executed a similar contract with Brazil and paid Brazil $750 million US signing bonus. So we accepted $18 million. But that's the least hazardous clause in the contract. You have a clause that says, for example, that every form of taxation is exempted from ExxonMobil. They don't pay custom duties, they don't pay excise tax, they don't pay value-added tax, they don't pay corporation tax, they don't pay turnover tax, they don't pay income tax. In fact, the only part of the contract that pays tax, it says that if Guyanese are employed by ExxonMobil, then income tax is payable. Imagine that. So the entire taxation system of Guyana has been suspended in relation to the oil. The return that they have is one of the, which we have, they have negotiated for Guyana, is one of the lowest in the world. And they blame us for that. When we signed a contract, we didn't have oil. We signed an exploratory contract. Exploratory contracts all over the world standard. They sign a production agreement where after the people found billions of barrels of oil, they executed the same terminologies in relation to that contract. Now where oil is found, how can you do that? How can you rent? It's like renting a non-income property and renting an income earning capacity property, and you charge the identical rent. I mean, that's how you have to break it down to understand how nonsensical it is. Then you have a clause that says, first of all, we have no capacity, as I said, to question any of the statistics that those people, the oil people, are producing. So if they say that they are producing 10 billion barrel a day or 1 billion barrel, we have to accept that. And we can't go. The contract says that if we want to visit the rig, we have to serve 6 months' notice. And even then, when we go to the rig, there are certain